This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jackson is ready, and the 2-2 pitch is on the way. Swung on and a high fly ball right center. This is playable. Center fielder Carter underneath it. He's got it, and the Rangers have won it. They are back to 500. As they sweep this series, they win today 2-1.
Nice way to start the Monday edition of Sean and RJ live on your home of the Texas Rangers. It's 105.3 The Fan. We got Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Pepe running things live on the Fan Camp Twitch and YouTube. Thank you for waking up with us with a sweep of the sorry Chicago White Sox.
Nothing quite like it. Nothing quite like getting healthy off of the backs of bad baseball teams. And it will help.
Not totally healthy, but we'll get to that in a second.
Fair on that one. But, I mean, look, you had to take 2 of 3 here. You know, same thing with Colorado. You got to take 2 of 3. Bobby said sweep. You got to take sweep. And they got it. And they got it in the, in a way where they had to manufacture a win. You know, you had to manufacture the use of the bullpen. You had to get a little fortunate on one of the games Saturday, but you get the 3 games, 3 wins.
And they won despite going 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Kamar Rocker, the Rangers press release that came out with Malley going on the IL, had Rocker being activated, and it said Kumar like Lamar. So I said, oh, Kamar.
Oh.
All right, so no more Ku. It's Ka.
Yes. Well, according to him, listen, White Castle, we've already established the name.
Who?
And Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. Yeah. We already established the name.
Okay.
Once the name has been established societally, then you can't pick your own pronunciation.
We got to look. I'll give him one pass if he was born before that movie came out. And I don't know. It might be close. It might be like right around there.
I bet it was after.
I think he was born before the movie came out. Because I think Harold and Kumar go to White Castle was what, 04, 03?
I'll be called Urge.
Okay. All right, sure.
I'm changing the pronunciation of the R. Urge.
There's lots of different things you can change these days and just call it what you want, I guess. All right, so when you look at
04.
04, okay. And so Rocker's 25, something like that.
He had to be before 04.
So, all right, then he's got a claim to it.
He was born 99.
I'll accept Kamar then, because he was before the movie was made. It's good. It's good you get the sweep. You obviously were not hitting the same sort of way with runners in scoring position that you had at the end of last week. But it's good at least to see they're consistently getting on base now, at least. Or they're, you know, picking up games of, all right, they picked up 10 hits this game, even if they scored 2 runs. It's not great. You don't want that. But you're at least in a position now. Way too frequently, we've seen games of no extra base hits and nobody really threatening at any point and 0 runs, 3 hits. It's good to at least see, all right, Adolis Garcia is hitting the ball a little more consistently. He's not striking out as much. Josh Smith continues to hit. Evan Carter's getting on base every single game he's out there. Like, those sort of things you can build around. But, dear God, we got to fix the bullpen, too. That's the one that as soon as this hitting gets fixed, then the late inning thing, Garcia's...
Bullpen gave you a full win,
sure,
a full day of work.
I'm talking about Saturday, though, where Luke Jackson puts the tie and run on and then Garcia comes in and gives it up immediately.
They gave it twice. They gave it the tie and run twice. Yeah, look, I get the runners in score positions is a it's tough, right? They're 4-for-29 over the last 2 days. But... You know, you're right. Like, at least they're getting guys on. Like, that's half the battle, more than half. You know, whether or not they get hits with runners in scoring position, that's more random than not. if you're constantly getting guys on, if you get 30 guys, essentially 30 runners into scoring position in two games, you're taking it.
It'll come around. Is what you would assume, is that it'll come around. So it's good. At least you're seeing some of the things. They won all the games. There's nothing to apologize for when you sweep anybody. But like we were talking about, and like you had mentioned a couple weeks ago with Colorado, you don't want it to be something that gives you false confidence. You still got to perform better.
Can you look up team bullpen stats? I thought, yeah, I heard Nadell at the end in the post-game recap. You know what? Now that I think of it, Jared ghosted me too. Because I texted him something about the post game and he never wrote back. Mr. Famous play-by-play voice, who will join us at 7:20 this morning. I thought I heard Nadell in the post say that, like, over the last week or 2 weeks, they had like a 1.70 ERA and that it was really, really good.
It's just, but it's been these late inning, like high leverage situations. Like they ran into where you had the Garcia came in and gave up those 3-4 runs and blew the save when they were on the road last week or 2 weeks ago. Luke Jackson's had a couple different situations where he's blown the save. Hobie Milner, who's been great, he blew it in the eighth inning. He blows the save. So, by the way, you need to send good talk like I did then, if you didn't get your Jared Sandler. We need to hit it back-to-back. That'll make him feel guilty.
Let's see here. 2025 reliever ERA in the American League.
Oh, damn. He did write me back.
Damn it. Yeah. Now I just sent it. Crap.
Reliever ERA. This year, Rangers are 3.40. That's third in the AL. Third in the AL.
So how do you judge that and weigh the high stress late game situation?
Yeah, you're gonna have to. I'd have to dive into this more.
Yeah, I'm just like an eighth ninth absolutely breakdown. Cole Wynn was fantastic, by the way. Escaping first and third, one out in the seventh inning, he gave you even more than that. So props to him. After Kamar went five scoreless while dealing with the hammy, he's little annoying things getting some Ranger pitchers, whether it's a DeGrom finger, whether it's a little hamstring there for Rocker, and Tyler Mahle placed on the 15-day injured list with right shoulder fatigue.
Yeah, that's a little bit frustrating, obviously, because you were starting to notice some cracks in the way that he had performed recently. So the last four starts that he had, his walks per nine had jumped. He had given up two home runs in his last four starts. He'd given up two home runs all year before that. His whip went from like 0.97, which is walks and hits per inning pitched. It went from like 0.97 to the last four starts, it was 1.5. And so, I mean, everything just had not looked right with him. And so I was looking through the StatCast stuff just to see, all right, were there velo issues? I didn't remember velocity being a problem with him the other day. And so I was looking at it and...
I think he got up to 95.
It wasn't a problem. He actually was up a little bit on some of his pitches. It was like, okay, velocity's up, spin rate's up. That's all encouraging. But then when you looked at it, the movement was way down on a lot of those. And typically when we've seen that with pitchers in the past, it's something doesn't feel right to them and they're overexerting.
So I found late and close. It's close I can find. Late and close. Doesn't have ERA because that's more fluid, but you know, their batting average allowed mid-pack in the AL eighth, their whip walks into any pitch is 12th in the AL, and they are throwing, they're issuing a ton of walks. They're fifth in the AL in walks late and close, so that's not good. So you're getting guys, they're allowing guys on base, not necessarily on hits.
This game had an epic umpire battle. I thought they were close to going to blows. And pickle juice,
this is because you get cramps. This is the old Jason Witten.
Remember the old Andy Reid? Because this is what Andy Reid did to the Cowboys his very first, that Texas Stadium game in 2000. That was what it got. That's when that really blew up before Witten.
But what did he do?
Andy Reid had given, it was Texas Stadium was notorious for being 105 degrees on the field in September. And they were talking about, well, how are we going to deal with cramps? And it became this big talking point on Fox that Andy Reid had made every single player drink pickle juice during the week and was drinking it on the sidelines. And everybody was like, oh, it's the secret. This is how you win in Texas Stadium.
Yeah, so... Yeah, they had to bring out some pickle juice for Rocker. And, you know, look, if you get some cramps, it happens. You know, you get a little crampage. So he brings the pickle juice out, which this is disgusting. Some people can drink pickle juice. I don't. The pickle back, I'm not a fan.
I can do the pickle back, but just pickle juice, no. Absolutely.
No, especially you get some tart, you know, and then you can get the kosher. Which kind of pickle juice? Are we going regular dill? Are we doing kosher?
I'll do dill.
Yeah.
Is dill the sweet one? What's the sweet one? Bread and butter?
Bread and butter.
Give me some bread and butter.
Bread and
butter
is the sweet one. Yeah. Get some of that spicy. Get a little spicy. And then you see the guy on third, and he is sitting there just John. John at Bochy. John at at Rockers. Like, just take him out.
At who?
At Kumar.
No.
Kumar.
No. Kumar. Oh. You're sticking to it.
Yeah. So he's just John. And he said, just take him out. Take him out. And you know, and then you get Sandler. You get Sandler coming at him. Saying just stay on third, man. Just stay on third. I thought that was a little bit. Look, I like it. I thought he could have gone viral.
Jared?
Yeah, he would have been picked up by Awful Announcing if he had simply said, you're hitting 172, bro. Like, sit this one out.
Oh.
If you call out the batting average, I think he could have gone viral.
Adolis had his sixth career walk-off hit on Saturday, two outs in the 11th inning. They got a 5-4 win. DeGrom allowed two runs in six innings and struck out six. Lats came in and helped, and then Josh Smith homered and scored all three Ranger runs in his fifth consecutive two-hit game to help him win on Friday. Pepe, which one of these games were you at?
The Saturday one. Did not stay the whole game. Went to extras. I said, you know what? Got the long drive back to Rockwall.
Are you kidding me? You cheap man like you, you didn't accept free baseball?
And what'd you have to get up for Sunday? Or are you trying to call out Sunday morning of something?
Yard work. Sunday was yard work day.
So you left him. You left when? You know,
something's up.
Something's getting you a little bit over the past 2 weeks. Is it the move-in? Is it the wedding planning? I don't know.
You're
a little
like
tired, a little fatigued.
Getting me like how? Like
I just said. Tired, fatigued, a little drained on how you're saying pay, pep. Is everything fine?
No, I think everything's fine. Yeah. I mean we're trying to do a bunch of stuff to the house, so maybe that's a little stress, but I don't feel it, I don't think.
Voice went higher.
No, everything's fine.
Everything's good. Yeah. So when did you leave?
Bottom eight.
Oh.
Bottom eight.
All right.
Wow. Okay, so you missed the second blown save of the night.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, if you were getting ready to turn this off, you had weather delays, how long is this going to run? You got a crazy ending to the U.S. Open.
Want to cozy it up. Don't need to make it. Two putts.
Two putts.
One! I like that call. How about one on NBC as J.J. Spahn hits the longest putt of the entire tournament and drains the 64-footer to win.
Shades of Gary Woodland, 2019, doing the same thing to win the Open at Pebble. This was like, this was a who wants it. Take it. Nobody wanted this thing. Everybody was over par the final round, except for like Rory. Rory had it somehow finally puts together a decent round.
Did he stick around to talk about
it? Yeah, I didn't even, yeah, I'm done with him. I am done with him. But yeah, J.J. Spahn, you were going to get something. You were either going to get a first-time winner, so Burns was there at the end, Hovland, Spahn. You were going to get Adam Scott coming up from the dead 4,400 days since his last major, or you were going to get an epic comeback from like a Scheffler or a Rahm or something like that, and you wound up getting a first-time winner where everybody was over par. It was an awful day. Sam Burns got screwed on the not getting relief out of the water. He was in the fairway, but he was sitting there stepping on it, and you could see him taking practice swings, water flying everywhere. They're like, nope, no relief, losers. But this was not a big leaderboard.
No.
At all. This was a leaderboard that you have to watch golf to know who these guys are.
Yeah, and I did not know who those guys are. You did a nice job trying to sell it. You're like, one of these things could happen, and da-da-da. And I was going down your checklist. I'm like, not interested. But what did get me interested is the elements combined with five, six names all kind of tied together over the past few holes, and that got me in.
Yeah, I mean, there was at one point you had a five-way tie with, like, after 12. You know, you had a five-way tie for the lead. All right, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's you know, it's entertaining.
This guy, career journeyman.
Spahn, he's had a good year. He's been around for like a decade, but he's had a good year. Like this year, he tied for the Players, and then Rory beats him in a playoff. That's a big tournament, the Players. So he's had a decent year, but he's not a household name by any stretch. Which is, you know, we had Brian Harman win the British Open last year. He's not a household name.
But all these guys after day one, not all these guys, but a healthy amount of them were under.
Yeah.
So everything just turned.
Everything just, you know, it gets tougher as the week goes on. It dries out. But then you get the rain yesterday. And that kind of makes things play a little bit slower around the course. And Spahn, after the rain delay, was on fire. He was 5 over yesterday before the rain delay. And after the rain delay, he was like, what, 4 under, 3 under? He played much better. So he was able to kind of go in and gather himself.
I agree with everything Choppy said.
Thanks for adding.
You're welcome.
877-881-1053. In order to hit us up on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line, let's recap the championship rounds. Is the Stanley Cup final basically over? And why I think we are getting an epic, fantastic game 5 tonight, and why all of DFW was bitter again over the Luka deal after this trade in the NBA. We'll get you ready, maybe, for your NBA and Stanley Cup winners with a championship round recap next on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The 35-foot three, it's off, and that's it. The Thunder have come to Indianapolis and gotten the split they needed after losing Game 1. Falling in Game 3, they do it again. 6-0 their record in the playoffs when coming off of a loss, and they rally from 10 down on the road to win by a 111-104 count.
Thunder Radio with the call. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. I think people are wondering what you're doing on the fan cam there with your hands.
I mean, he gets paid by the word. I'm convinced he gets paid by the word. Does anybody ever tell him less is more?
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
The Oklahoma City Thunder escape. This is a good NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a very good NBA Finals. Now, maybe you could say Indiana stole one in Game 1 on the road, and the Thunder stole this one. They were down 10 late. Shea scores 15 of his 35 in the final 5 minutes. They come back from the 10-point deficit, and they win in order to tie this thing up at 2 games apiece. The Thunder close on a 16-7 run, and Alexander had all but one of those points.
Dude, you have to feel, if you're Indiana, like you should be up 3-1.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. Now, you're right. Indy stole Game 1, OKC stole this one, so it's probably where it should be. But considering where the game was, and you're already up 2-1, and you're at home.
Look at that real quick. It's a 9.5 spread. 9.5 point spread for tonight. Now, I know it's an OKC, but How are you feeling about that? You jumping on the Pacers with that?
That's a lot. It's a lot. I would probably, I think I've already kind of gone too far in on the Pacers. Like, I've got too much liability on Indiana at this point. I don't think I'm going to bet anymore. I've got them, I bet a couple of the games, and I've got them to win the series. So I think I'll just stick where it is. But yeah, I would absolutely lean Indy at 9.5. It's a lot of points.
Yeah, it's a lot of points.
This is like the Vegas. You remember they refused to adjust on the Knicks when they got up on the Celtics? Like they were right. 2-0 on the Celtics, and they were just like, Boston by 9.5 going into the Garden. And it's like, there's got to be some point of like just adjusting. These are not blowouts. Indiana's showing you they're not going to get their ass kicked very often. Right. Yeah, I mean, OKC did it once, but
back in the day, they would have adjusted. Now it is, I mean, they are 100% done by computers.
This was 6.5, the game that in Oklahoma City covered late. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it was a 6.5 point spread the other night, even with Indiana up 2-1 and having played better.
Pacer fans are not happy with the officiating. They look to be an obvious Shea travel. Scott Foster's getting called out. Rick Carlisle defended him, actually. Rick Carlisle defended Scott Foster, saying it's ridiculous. This guy has been a good official. I think his nickname is the Series Extender. So that is the accusation made towards that referee. But yes, it feels like Indy let him off the hook.
Yeah, Indy absolutely let him off the hook. You can look at, all right, would there have been, were there some instances of just like, oh, that felt a little favorable to OKC at the end? Yeah, it definitely did feel like they were getting the benefit of that. But I mean, I think also you look at, okay, well, if you've got Mathurin not missing every free throw late, if you've got him not committing like an off-the-ball foul and giving them a extra free throw with 30 seconds left or whatever it was, if you get Tyrese Haliburton finally missing a shot to tie or go ahead inside of 2 minutes, and if Shea, total credit to OKC, if Shea Gilgeous-Alexander doesn't just step up and play at a really high level late, right, like we hadn't totally seen from him recently, then this is all different. But I think at the end, you just got to go, all right, this is, they came in here, they took advantage of the opportunity, and they deserve a lot of credit. That was a game that OKC deserved to steal.
Your gut feeling last night was that this thing ends in 6. I'm changing mine now to 7. I was expecting OKC to handle game 5 a little bit more, and I was like, they should have lost the game. So now I think this thing is going to go 7 games.
I think whoever wins tonight will just put it away. And so whoever wins this game and goes up to 3-2 lead, whether it's Indiana or OKC, I think they win the series. I've projected the whole time that like I felt like OKC was going to close things out in the final two. And so that I'm going to lean with that, and I'm going to continue to go with that. But if Indiana were to win tonight, then I'm like, OKC's not going into Indianapolis and winning that game 6.
Look, I think you're right, because don't discount the human nature of if Indiana loses. We've seen this. We've seen this in sports where, like, teams lose. Even though they're coming home, they're like, man, I don't have, like, the mental I'm not getting back on that airplane again. Like, there's a quit level that happens in some of the players. So I think you're right. If Indiana loses, it's over. It's over in 6.
There were two stunning trades in the world of sports. Rafael Devers gets dealt from the Red Sox. More on that in a second. But this one in the NBA brought, and I told you this months ago, every big time trade will just bring back the Luka memories all over again, because we are going to be comparing compensation for the rest of time. The Grizzlies traded Desmond Bane, a nice role player, Desmond Bane, to the Orlando Magic for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, 4 unprotected first round picks, and 1 first round pick swap. What?
Yeah, I don't know.
What? I don't know.
Orlando really thinks that they're a Desmond Bane away from contending for a title.
What are the Magic doing?
I have no idea. Like, did they...
4 first?
4 unprotected. Unprotected. That's a wild trade. Crazy.
Yes.
Crazy trade. Again,
is that...
Good player,
is that Mikhail,
right?
Mikhail Bridges?
No. See, I think Bane's a bit. That's the thing, is that if this is a lot, and certainly shows you again what Luka should have got. I think Bane is worth more than Bridges.
He's got better numbers than I was anticipating when I went and looked him up. He's 26, 19, 6, and 5 this year. Really good. All 5 years in Memphis, 18, 4, and 4. excellent.
Yeah, that's great. But like, you know, four, two players, role players, you know, and four unprotected firsts. I mean, that's what you offer for Giannis.
Dude. What is Giannis going to get? Oh, well, it doesn't look like he's going to be traded, but KD.
This is insane. Like Memphis is like, yeah, all right. I know they were like, you know, we had our ups and downs this year. We made it in the postseason, but we're gonna wind up go ahead and blow it up, and not blow it up, but maybe now we may see what if they move Ja.
I mean, he's Bane is a guy who. I was just trying to look it up. I was trying to see how unique it is compared to the rest of the league. But, I mean, he's a guy who has been 25-5 for the last 3 years, and he's a 40% three-point shooter for his career. He makes a lot of sense, I think, to put there and will probably play well. And I think that they're going to have – I think he's going to break out there. It's just the only thing is that that's still a ton. It's a ton to give up, but it's not – I think I'm a little – jaded against it because of the Bridges return. Like, I've already just accepted, like, well, if Bridges got four, then I guess anybody could. And Bane to me is a better player, but it's still, I would be upset probably if they give up four firsts for Desmond Bane if Dallas did.
What stunned you more between this and the Devers deal? What are the Red Sox doing?
The Red Sox are showing kind of what they've done over the last six-ish years. They got rid of Betts, they got rid of Bogarts, they got rid of Devers.
Sale?
Yeah.
I don't know whether Sale was a free agent.
I think he was a free agent. He had been hurt a lot. But they're like, we just don't want to commit these dollar amounts.
They're committing it.
They committed it with Devers.
Then they like hit the eject button.
Yeah, they hit that. And now listen.
Because I was trying to look up, I don't know minor league players, okay, or these no-name relievers. Left-handed starter Kyle Harrison, right-hander Jordan Hicks, and two prospects. Well, the names that actually have sports profiles on websites, one's got a 4.56 ERA, the other's got a 6.47. Jordan Hicks, he's from Houston. He's been in baseball for a while, and this year he's got a 6.47 ERA. Yeah. It's like, where's the return, or was this just about getting off the contract?
It sounds like it's about getting off the contract and him. So he had been moved off of third. There was that whole issue in spring training.
With Bregman.
And it seemed like he was just a DH. And they didn't want to spend $300 million on a DH.
Then Bregman gets hurt. They ask him to play third. He says no. Then they ask him to play first. He says no.
Right. And he's like, I'm playing what you told me to prepare for in spring training. That's all I'm playing. So this was a large part of a salary dump, personality dump.
And by the way, he goes to the Giants.
Yeah, and you know they don't get the Giants' top prospects.
Yeah, and Passan said yesterday, I guess, that he was like, this comes down to Devers wanted out. And so he's like, Devers wanted out of there, and Boston looked at, fine, find us somebody to take all the money. And so if somebody's going to take on the money, we'll go ahead and... Boston had grown tired of the act, is what it made it sound like from Passan. But he said the big driver in this was just the fact that Devers had made it clear this year he didn't want to be there.
And I don't know what this does for the trade market, because this is not great return. You got a precedent set. This is going to be the best bat dealt.
I think everybody around the league, though, would have an awareness of this is somebody who just was demanding out. And if the precedent is set, then, all right, if you're going to say, well, there's only a certain amount of turn, it's like, all right, well, then other teams got to be prepared to take on all this salary, too.
Yeah, that's true. And like I said, though, this is early. You know, we are a month and a half of the deadline. This is about the time where the Rangers got, you know, Aroldis. That was a completely different situation. Completely different situation. But I would be hard-pressed to find a better bat that's on the market.
Are the Stanley Cup Finals essentially over after this?
Broken up. Marchand in. Past Wallman. Marchand. And he scores! Marchand went to the backhand. He sneaks it down low past Pickard. What an individual effort for Brad Marchand. And the Panthers have taken a 3-0 lead here in Game 5.
Panthers radio with the call. Marchand becomes the first player to score. That one goal was so sick. Becomes the first player to score at least 5 goals in 2 separate Stanley Cup final series with 2 different teams. Did it with the Massholes in 2011, and here we are, Panthers win 5-2.
He's had 5 goals this Cup final. He only had 2 for the Panthers this year because he was a midseason trade.
Wow.
He got dealt, I think it was the same day that Rantanen got here. But this is, I don't think it's over. Even though Florida's been the better team, without question, it would not surprise me if Edmonton doesn't go in there and win game six, and then obviously game seven, anything happens,
it's over.
But, I mean, Florida has been, they have proven they are the better hockey team.
It is, I have gotten to the point where I wasn't sure how I was going to, when the Stanley Cup final started, if I was like, oh, I'm actually going to be rooting against anybody, or is it just going to be like, I'm just watching it to see what it is. I am rooting against Edmonton. I am hoping, like it is genuinely like, yeah, you guys have irritated me the last 2 years, so I am going, hey, as awesome as they are, I yeah, they're better. It's more jealousy than anything else. It's just like, I want to see Edmonton get their ass kicked a little bit.
877-881-1053, Franklin Franco injury attorney text line. Hopefully everyone had a fantastic Father's Day. Did Bobby Belt have a good birthday while I caught him going through his wife's cell phone? That's next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We got a brand new ticket giveaway for you turning it on, leaving it on. We got music festival tickets starting at 7:20 here on Sean and RJ. We got our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt and Peyton running the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Happy Father's Day. Hopefully it was fantastic for all of you. We'll recap it fully in best and worst of the weekend at 7:40 Wednesday. We are going to be at another Firehouse tour in Arlington. Wednesday, not Friday. Hump day.
Yep. 401 West Main Street. We'll be out at Arlington Firehouse number 1. This is like 2 miles from the ballpark or something like that. It's not very far at all. But we'll be out there giving out the Tolo bucket hats, the Whataburger breakfast. It'll be a good time. So 401 West Main Street in Arlington.
Did I catch Bobby Belt snooping and going through his wife's cell phone? You be the judge. So a couple days ago, Kristen hits me up. She goes, because it was Bobby's birthday on Sunday.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
With Father's Day. What age?
36.
Ooh.
Yep.
Making the turn.
Ooh, yep.
How you feeling about it?
I haven't felt great since 30. So, I mean, it's just time passing by more and more each year.
What did you do for it?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Which is what I...
No dinner, no out?
I mean, Kristen made dinner last night, but I mean, That was pretty much it. Otherwise, no, we were just kind of chilling at home, which is what I wanted.
A couple days ago, she shoots me a text. She goes, I'm thinking about buying this for Bobby. Do you think he'll freak out?
Oh.
And I was like, all right. It was a PS5.
Mm-hmm.
Priced at what, Peyton Russell?
Let's see. Inflation, taxes, $599.
$500. Maybe that was pre-tax. I don't know. Video game systems cost $500 now?
Yeah, we got
five?
Yeah. You can get it. We got the Xbox X. Is it whatever that one? Then maybe it's the newest one. I got that for cheap. I got that. It was like around $300, maybe a little less. But that was on sale.
And how much are games?
60 bucks.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically the same.
And unless you get the early. So if you get like MLB The Show comes out, it's like $60. But if you get it like 2 weeks early and you get the deluxe edition. The deluxe edition is like $100.
Yeah. So, I mean, each game now has, especially sports games, have like three tiered versions you can buy that are like, here's $50, here's $80, here's $100. Because it's like, oh, if you get the $100 one and you get NBA 2K, we'll give you 10,000 VC with it or something. And we'll give you this and that. And you'll get all these extras with it.
And you get all these 99 supercards.
And are they all hard copy or... No.
You download it.
I mean, you can do hard copy still, but yeah, it's mainly people will just download them out of the store now.
So this took me down a little bit of a rabbit hole. I'm like, oh, is Bobby a video game player? I was not aware of this very, very much. And I said, does he play video games? Does he just conceal that and hide that on the show? And she's like, not a ton, but he will. And I was like, has he been asking for a PS5 or a video game system? She goes, not really a ton. I said, would he play it a lot? I'm trying to go down all the check marks. And she goes, I think he would end up playing it. So I said, would the girls play it? This is the way my mind thinks. Mm-hmm. Pop, 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 pop. She goes, yeah, I think the girls would play it. I said, buy it.
Yeah.
And have the receipt. If he melts down, I'll yell at him for you. That's basically the way all of my interactions with his wife goes. If he has a Bobby belt down, I will, I'll lecture him and I'll tell him to shut up.
Yeah.
So I don't hear back from Kristen for a while. So yesterday I'm doing the prep. I'm like, oh yeah, Bobby's birthday. I text her. I said, what'd he do? Did he like it? Did he enjoy the gift? She goes, I didn't get it. I bailed on the plan. I was at the store. I had something else to do. I actually have to read it word for word because it was so confusing. This is a typical belt interaction, no matter who it is. I had to go hurry to do something else, so I was going to go back and get it. But then he saw our text, so I blew it off. LOL. I was showing him another text and forgot to delete ours. By the way, happy Father's Day. So I said, oh, okay, how did that go? So as soon as I saw Bobby in the garage this morning, I said, I thought she was the Hispanic and you were the white guy in the relationship.
Okay.
But now you're acting like the Hispanic going through the phone.
Nope, didn't have to go through the phone. One. Sloppy.
You're on the iPad and her look, iMessage. Oh, no, she didn't have an iPhone, does she?
No. This was, in fact, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to empty everything right now. I may be spoiling something.
You didn't
else.
Empty in the garage?
I may be spoiling something else here in a second. I don't know. We'll see. I'm just going to give examples of how people are sloppy sometimes. So Kristen, she was trying to show me. So she was complaining about how I had not replied back to all the Facebook reels she sends me. And I was like, she's like, I showed you one the other day or I sent you that the other day. I was like, I don't remember it. She's like, look, I'll show you. And so she pulls up Facebook and she shows me. And she's got her phone in front of my face. And then as she does it, she like tracks out of Facebook and it's boom, the conversation right there with the PS5. Do you think Bobby would? It's sitting right there when she backed out of it. She's holding her phone in front of my face. To the point
conversation,
where,
shouldn't it just be like the last message? All you should have seen on there was Happy Father's Day. And I said, thanks.
She had not replied back and saying I bailed on the plan or anything yet. It was literally the interaction of you guys saying that. Okay. And so she was busted. And look, people get sloppy. I'm anticipating, I don't know. From
this
what
is
direction.
Actually a good thing because there's nothing to hide.
Kristen,
I saw Derek Collins' cell phone and it had that, technology on it to where you can't turn it left and right.
Oh, the black screen. Yeah.
So
that was old Derek though, in case new Derek's girlfriend is listening.
Look, everybody gets a little sloppy from time to time. You and Kristen both included. So
I'm not sloppy.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Here's all I know is that, and I don't know, maybe nothing's coming. Maybe nothing's coming from you. Maybe nothing's coming from Kristen. What I do know is that 1 week ago, RJ Choppy, Kristen's out of the house and she calls me and she goes, hey, I just drove by Total Wine. It's weird how stuff like will come into your head just like when you see something. She goes, what were we doing? One time we were in Total Wine and we were looking for a liquor for you. And we couldn't find it. What was going on there? And I was like, don't. And she went, don't what? I was like, don't give me anything. And she's like, I'm not. I'm just asking. But I was like, all right, well, calm down. And then as I'm going, calm down, I look and I say, oh, I have a text. Within 2 minutes, this very narrow question asking me what the liquor was, I get a text from Sean saying, what was that liquor I got you for your birthday last year? My buddy's looking for some. And so I don't know who was asking for who. One of them was asking for the other. And you guys are sloppy. And so I don't know where it's coming from, but you guys are a little sloppy.
Do you have the liquor bottle?
I don't have it yet.
Well, then your theory. Well, it would have come yesterday or over the weekend for your birthday.
Not necessarily. If it was delayed, because this is a liquor that you have to order from out of town.
Okay. So, listen, he's seething
because he's been busted.
I'm a big fan of this. I really hope you get that she would goes back and buys you this PS5. You need a hobby.
Because
your hobby right now is finding dirt on everybody.
Yeah, let's explain. What is your video game love?
When I have it, I will play the new games. The problem is if I don't get a new system and it's the old games that are cycling, I just won't get new ones.
And what would the game of choice have been?
I get either MLB The Show or NBA 2K. That's what I play a ton.
Okay.
And so that's kind of, I'll play those into the ground.
So once you saw the text, why did the whole project end? You told her that would have been a ridiculous purchase, too much?
I think she just,
surprise
it ruined the surprise, so she didn't do it. I would have been like, that's a lot of money. You shouldn't have spent that.
Yeah. It is a lot of money.
That's crazy. And it would inevitably.
But if the girls play it a lot.
Yeah.
It would inevitably cause fights because I would end up being on it a ton. I would. And I would be playing it a bunch and I'd be wanting to set stuff up. You guys know, I take my Adderall. I'd start getting into roster construction. I'd get lost in it for 3 hours and she'd be like, you're home. Can't you be home? It's like, you bought it for me. What do you want me to do?
And I bet you're a bad video game loser too.
I don't know. I don't lose. So, I mean, that's hard to find out.
I could absolutely. So, like, MLB The Show, you know, you could, like, we talked about the deluxe. You could buy the deluxe where it gives you, like Bobby said, all these extra points or fake money VC, but also gives you, like, better cards. I bet you Bobby would get the base version and grind like a madman.
Oh,
and in about a week, he's full diamond, 95 plus on the roster, completed all the tasks, live series, this and that. He's a machine.
It's exactly how it goes. And that's exactly why it probably wouldn't be a great purchase. She would regret it because I would be on there way too much. I would get, and I'd get, it can happen randomly. I'll just be like, I haven't played that in a while. I'm going to play it right now. And then I disappear for 2 weeks and I'm gone.
How do you sleep? Let's talk about this in the 6 o'clock segment here on 105 Through the Fan. By the way, Pepe, what video game system do you have right now? Do you play it? And what's the game of choice?
PS5, but I just play Call of Duty right now. That's all I have. I mean, I was on Fortnite for a little bit, but Call of Duty brought back one of their OG maps, so I play that mainly.
And PS5 has been out for how long?
Oh, gosh, like 5 years, yeah. I think, four or 5 years.
It hasn't gone down at all.
What?
Or maybe it's gone down $100.
I think the CEO of Sony just announced they're working on PlayStation 6.
Well.
So there you go.
How do you sleep, though? Are you a back sleeper, side sleeper, tummy sleeper?
Side.
Side.
Side. Left tummy. Side or right side?
Flip.
Peyton?
Tummy.
Tummy.
I go both hands underneath the pillow.
So up top.
Up top,
like that. Yeah, okay. If I want my best sleep, that's how I am. My best sleep. I'm tired. I need like 4 hours. If I have like a 4 hour night.
How does your neck not with the pillow? How flat is it?
I basically go no pillow. Because otherwise you're.
And you're not sleeping on your hands.
I am. And they fall asleep. My three.
How many
fingers,
times you wake up with your hands with no circulation? You're like, I'm having a heart attack.
If I do that, if I sleep like that, it's almost like pinching the shoulder here. My entire arm, I'll wake up numb and I'll freak out. There was one time I tried to stand up. I'd woken up and I tried to stand up and I couldn't feel my arm and I fell back down on my face.
So stomach sleeping is obviously the third most common. Side and back are number one and two.
I really wish I could sleep on my back.
Least recommended stomach sleeping, by the way.
Yes. There's a lot of bad for you, apparently. Terrible for your back. Out of all the sleeping positions, the worst, by science, is sleeping on the back from a, like, a not from, like, a spinal issue, but the fact that that's the most at risk for sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Snoring pulls your tongue back and soft palate back into your throat. They say left side is the best. Now, it's bad for your shoulder, but left side because it keeps all your organs in the same spot.
There's that. So they don't, this is something that in my hypochondria I've researched before. They're sleeping on the left side, they say, because your organs aren't squished, so it doesn't pump as much. But they also say sleeping on the right's not bad because the gravity helps your heartbeat too. And so they say that that can also help your heart not work as hard.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Gravity helps the whole process. If you're laying on your right side, then the heart's, it's easier. It's not a stress
and,
pumping.
And my sister-in-law yesterday said she is a she's a mouth taper.
And there was the research the other day. Doctors are like, we had a note. I had gone and looked. There's new research now after TikTok had done this. And they said, yeah, mouth taping, there's no evidence to support any of these claims. They say a lot of it may be placebo effect or there can be different things like that. But they said that the best they found is some studies have shown it has slight benefits for mild sleep apnea. But if it's serious, you should not be doing that. You should be going to a doctor.
Ugh. Yeah, because you close one airway. But yeah, left side. Best way, right side's fine. Like Bobby said, keeps the heart. The back for sleep apnea is the worst. The stomach for sleep apnea is the best. But overall, mix the two, sleep on your side.
I need to sleep away from my kid. I have to turn away, whichever way that it, well, it's the same way every night.
I can't. Laura will crawl into bed and she will, whatever side I'm sleeping on, she tucks herself like under me and I wake up with her like wrapped in my arms or whatever.
Do y'all do same side of the bed every night or are you just wherever, whoever gets there first?
Who does that?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think every single bed is locked in.
I would think so.
There's no rotation. I would like to rotate. I'd like to, you know, go back and forth maybe because our bed positions change in the new house. I think it was the baby crib, whatever side it was. But you're locked in, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on left side, closest to the bathroom.
Don't you feel like you got to like be close to the doorway as a man? Yeah, for the protection.
Kristen's closest to the door. I'm going to have time to, like, gather myself if an intruder's there. And I'm just going to need to, like, wake up. So I need her to stall.
Look, if they broke into your house and y'all started talking to this, they would turn around. They would turn around and run. All right, let's hook you up with a brand new ticket giveaway in the commercial-free expressway here on Sean and RJ. It's DFW Sports Station. We're all feeling good about the offense. We're excited about the new pieces. My key to the Dallas Cowboys season will be defensively. Let's find out what Matt Eberflus learned in his return from Chicago. The Cowboys D coordinator sits down to explain what that identity is going to be next on 105.3 The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.